The Bible says that an unmarried Christian can be concerned about the things of the Lord, how he may please the Lord. But what does this look like in real life? Join me for today's edition of Fruitful Single. I guess today I'm just going to call Michelle. Michelle, what have you done with your life so far?
My ministry has been quite varied over the years. So I am a teacher, and the Lord has just opened up a lot of different areas for me to use that in ministry. I served in one country for about 11 years, and I was assisting a family. So I did homeschooling, and then I did a lot of ladies ministry and children's work. I've done a lot of ESL, because I've worked primarily in Asian countries, and the Lord just opened up a lot of opportunities that way. Currently, I'm serving in a restricted access nation. I work with a team of people, and we have a nonprofit organization, and we teach English on university campuses in order to be able to reach all of the people groups in that country. There are so many languages spoken and so many restrictions on movement and so on. By being on the university campus, we have access to almost all of the people groups and language groups. And I do move around a lot. I've served in 6-7 different countries in the course of my life so far.
What do you enjoy about ESL?
Well, the fact that the students have a genuine need. They want something. They're eager to be there. So that makes teaching so much more enjoyable when your students want to be there. They're interested. And particularly what we're doing with the university students, we focus on a communications, like oral communication. And we purposely choose topics that get them thinking about life, decisions, who they are, where they came from, where they're going, why they're here. So knowing that these young people are looking for answers to life's big questions, and knowing that by providing that service of teaching them the language, we have immediate access to their hearts.
Can you think of one particular story you could tell about one student and how this process worked in their lives, where you met them through the English class and then the Lord gradually worked in their lives?
We were in one particular location for a couple of years, actually. So many of the students who came, they were like the first person from their entire village that had the opportunity to get a college education. And we were actually training at a teacher training college. So all of our students were training to be teachers as well. So in that, we started with the students their freshman year, and we got to teach them through their freshman, sophomore, into their junior year of college. And so there were many, many students, but one girl in particular, I got really close to. And so she and a group of her friends started coming over once a week, and we had one of my teammates actually led them to the Lord. They all made decisions for Christ, and then they were eager to learn more, to study the Bible, to find out more. And we use a combination of English and their native language in these studies. We do have a Bible that is both English and the local language, so that was a tool for me to use as well. So as she learned more and grew more, she just really wanted to continue serving the Lord. And of course, all these young people are training to be teachers. And then my team had to leave that area. After when we came back about a year later, this girl, she invited me to come and speak at a gathering that she and some of the other Christian students had organized, and they had brought together a whole group of high school students that they wanted to share the gospel with, that they wanted to inspire to live their lives for Christ, for sharing the gospel. And that was just a really a great experience to see what she and the other students had organized. And while I'm there at this gathering, they divided all the students up into smaller groups of people. And I was with a group where one of the freshman students was going around and talking to each of these high school students one by one and asking them, you know, if you died today, you know, do you know Christ is your savior? Have you ever heard the gospel? Some of them were saying yes. But there was one girl in particular, she's like, I don't even know what you're talking about. I have no idea. And so he began to share the gospel right there with this girl. And so I'm there and I'm thinking, this is like fourth generation already in just like 3 years, because myself, my team, and then this young lady that we've been working with and her friends, and then they had led to the Lord this younger college student, and now he was sharing the gospel with these high school students. So just really neat. And one of the things that really stuck with me with this girl in particular, she said, Miss, she said, I want to be like you. I want to be able to go into a place and teach and then share the gospel with the people in my students and their families and the people that I meet. And I was just really humbling to know that they had caught that spirit, that anyone who is a Christian has the command to go and preach the gospel. And she felt like that was something she could do, even though she was young, she was single, she didn't have a lot of experience, but she could go and she could teach, she could share the gospel with her students and with their families wherever she went. And that's been one of the most humbling experiences. And you know, she's just one of many who have had that similar experience. So that's my girl.
Yeah, that's a great story. Yeah. Would you say that throughout your life the Lord has given you a few spiritual children?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Do you feel like there are some mission boards that are better at working with and utilizing unmarried Christians than others?
I think yes, but I don't really have a lot of experience with other boards. So definitely, I mean, even the one that I'm with now, I was there first.
Wow.
Yeah. But it has changed in the past. Well, I've been with them for 18 years now. And my team that I'm working with now, there are six. It's primarily singles.
Okay.
I would say that. Yeah.
Okay. So you were one of the pioneers helping open the doors.
Yeah. In this particular group. So I think it's especially in what I would consider fundamental, independent, well, I'm a Baptist, circles, I guess. There seems to have been, at least in the recent past history, very strong emphasis on church planting and pastor, I mean, as there should be. But it just seemed like, at least when I first started, it seemed like their vision of how a single person can be a part of that was pretty narrow. And I think it's really changed a lot. So yeah, the team that I work with is primarily singles. So we have to be really flexible. And that's just something, couples could do it as well. But once you add children into the mix, it's pretty hard to do what we do.
Tell us about the relationship you have with your brother.
My brother is about 5 years younger than me. And I was already in the ministry as a single person when he went to college and so on. And when he graduated from college, I believe I was already on the mission field at that time. And he told me that he had made a vow to the Lord or a promise to the Lord that if his remaining single could be an encouragement or a help to his single sister, that he would choose to stay single, just so that I would have someone to be that support. And so, the Lord doesn't call everyone to that type of service, but I've just really, you asked earlier about what do you do about, you know, having that accountability relationship. And my brother has really been that kind of help to me. And, you know, he made a conscious decision to stay single so that he could be a help. And that really meant a lot to me. And it's just really been precious over, you know, the years of ministry to know that he's there. And I have a male voice that I can go to if I need help in that area. So,
how have you handled matchmakers?
I just laugh a lot. Yeah, I always tell people it's my father's fault that I'm not married, because isn't it the father's job to provide a spouse? He didn't do his job, so, you know, talk to him. I just find it interesting that the enemy always likes to stir up discontentment. I've had conversations with my sister, who is married, has three children. She's serving as a missionary as well. And it's just interesting, we've had conversations over the years, and sometimes she feels trapped by her family, that she can't go and serve and do different things that she wants to because she needs to take care of the kids, or, you know, she's trapped in her home all of the time. So at different times, stages in my life, when I've struggled with the opposite, you know, like, why didn't God give me a family? Why don't I have any children? You know, why don't I have that partnership? And I just think that that's the enemy, because whatever situation we are in, the enemy comes in and says something else would be better. And if only we had that, whatever that other thing was, then life would be better or easier or so on. And so when my sister and I contrasting our lives and the ways we've been able to serve and the different things we've done, we just have to say, you know what? God is in control. And this is the life that he wants you to live, and this is the life that he has for me to live. And his way really is perfect. And when I become dissatisfied or upset with something that is or is not in my life, what I'm really saying is, God, you messed up. And when I think of it that way, then it just kind of quenches that dissatisfaction, because how can I say that God messed up my life? So he knows what is best for me. He knows what's best in his whole grand scheme of everything that he has going on, and I can trust him. That's what it comes back to.
Or as another single woman missionary, Amy Carmichael, wrote, "In acceptance lieth peace." If you'd like to send a message to Michelle, write me at daniel@fruitfulsingle.com, and I'll be happy to forward it on to her. If you have any questions or comments for me, or want more information about how to get involved with ESL in your own area or internationally, write me, daniel@fruitfulsingle.com. To listen to past episodes of this podcast, you can visit fruitfulsingle.com. You can go to your favorite podcast app or search on YouTube. Until next time, may Jesus bless you with fruitfulness. And remember, don't waste your singleness, because the Lamb's wedding is coming soon.